Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Beautiful day out. Let's hope it stays and we get a little bit of a clearing there after the rain from last night. And hopefully you get a chance to give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. Let's see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
This is me. Who is this?
Hey, Mike. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is on the line. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Dave.
So what is happening in the world of detailing, sir?
Oh, you know, different car, same day, same thing.
So what kind of cars have you been working on this week?
Well, we had a 17 Corvette in here.
Okay.
Really pretty burgundy metallic that we came from Texas, and we got all the Texas dirt out of all the little nooks and crannies and polished it really good and put the Modesto on it.
Mm-hmm.
And did put Modesto on the wheels, and it left here looking really nice. I was real happy with it.
Very nice.
And then we spent lots of time on a 2010 BMW 3 Series that, for some unknown reason, and I still am baffled by this, that to remove bird droppings and tree sap, a Scotch-Brite pad was used. So there was basically, I stopped counting at 20-some spots that they tried this on the top of the car, and there was basically no shine on the top of the car. So we had about 5.5 hours total in just the top of the car, the trunk, the roof, and the hood, and probably another 4.5 to 5 in the sides of the car. So it was that was a tough one.
I hear you. And folks, as I mentioned in the beginning of the first show, when Mike says these times, he's not exaggerating.
No, trust me, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating because my arms are still feeling it.
Unbelievable. And, you know, you're getting old, mister. You're getting old.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Yes.
Even using a machine, it was just, it was getting old real fast.
So anyway, you've got that taken care of. What's happening as far as our tip of the week? What do you have in mind for us, sir? What are you going to give us advice on?
We're going to talk about who to listen to and what not to listen to on the internet. It's kind of a short, quick one because we have a bunch of car shows to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. So I always get people calling me asking me about, you know, where did you learn this and all, and who do I follow on the internet? Is there somebody on YouTube I can watch and learn? So what I tell people is pick a brand of product that you like, no matter what it is, and go to that company's website. They will have videos on there on how to use each product, or they will have a YouTube channel which will tell you exactly, it will show you how to use it and tell you how to use it all about that product you're interested in. That's the safest way to go.
Right.
When you get into the people that are just doing it on their own, I have seen everything from people in the Midwest buffing their cars with linseed oil and sawdust, and that is true, to people using razor blades instead of a clay bar because the clay bars are too expensive. So you can see everything you want. Some of it's funny, including the latest European and Russian trend is to use a pressure washer and a foam gun on the interior of your car and do it all at one time. So I am thankful that process has not made it across the ocean yet, but it will be. I can guarantee you somebody over here will see that, and you'll see it on YouTube, that somebody in America has washed the inside of the car with a pressure washer and a foam gun.
Unbelievable.
So just stick with the name brands. Stick with people you recognize their name. There are some really, really good guys on there from England that do excellent work, and there's some people over here that are involved with companies that sell the products that do really good work. So if you stay with the name brands, you'll be safe.
Okay. I'm going to try something. It's that we have a gentleman on the line, Kevin, that wants to ask you a question. Now,
Okay. Unfortunately,
I don't have the system right now to be able to put both of you on the air at the same time. So I'm going to put you on hold. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear Kevin. Hopefully.
Okay.
If not, we'll work it out some way. Okay, so hold on just 1 second. Sir? And we're going to go right to Kevin on the line. Kevin, you're there, sir.
Yes, I am. Well, you're a clever fella.
Well, not yet. We haven't got this done yet. I'm not sure if Mike can hear you there or not. I'm hoping he can. So you have a question for Mr. Mike?
I do, and you may be able to help with it. It's a 95 Tahoe. It's blue, so I've been working real hard to preserve that paint. I keep it covered. When I do wax it, I've been using a spray wax. But the thing that concerns me is getting that stuff in the rubber. It's going to destroy the rubber.
Okay.
What do we do to be able to do this ourselves, a cheap and easy way with spray wax, and not get anything in the rubber? Or what can I do to preserve the rubber?
All right. Hold on just 1 second, and we'll go right back to Mike, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Mike, did you hear the question by any chance?
I did.
Oh, great. Hey, something's working in the studio.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. I hate to say this to you, but Kevin's going to have to hold on, and you're going to have to hold on. So think about that answer for a little bit, because we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back in just a few moments, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop, along with Kevin. We'll have both of them back for an answer. Get this taken care of. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, we're here, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Be right back.
That's your favorite sport. Yeah, NASCAR is too. You know, NASCAR is very hot right now. Oh, I know. Everybody loves NASCAR. Well, sweet daddy said it's just a bunch of guys driving in a circle. Oh, I know. That's my favorite part. They're making a left turn. It's a sport that's easy to follow when you're hammered.
And, of course, is Jeff Dunham along with his character, Bubba J. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. You ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Happy Easter. Happy Passover to everyone. Enjoy the holiday. And remember, it's a great weekend. Go to your local church or also synagogue. And, of course, reflect on what has happened in our past when it comes to Christianity and also Judaism. Happy Passover and happy Easter. All right, let's hit Mr. Michael Lambert back up on the line. Michael, do you have an answer for us for the gentleman with the spray, of course, and on the rubber?
Sure.
Okay.
The thing with the spray wax, what I would do, if he's happy with using spray wax, keep using it. But what I would do is step up and use it after every time I wash the car. It doesn't have the durability of a regular wax.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear what you're talking about. You talking about the spray wax, or you talking about another product?
The spray wax.
Okay.
That he's using, whatever
yes.
he's using, if he's happy with it, keep using it.
Okay.
But I would step up his game, and I would do it every time I wash the car. I would spray wax it.
Okay.
Because the wax is diluted down to make it easy to spray and easy to use.
Gotcha.
So you're not going to have the durability of a regular wax that you would, you know, apply and let dry in a white ball. So
okay.
that's what I would do. And
okay.
then as far as the rubber trim,
right.
you can take like 70% alcohol and wipe the rubber down. And then the product that I have found, not because I sell it, but because I find it's the best, is Griot's Rubber and Trim Restorer.
Okay.
And I like it because you put it on and then you let it sit for a couple minutes and you come back and just wipe the extra residue off. And it will last you a long, long time compared to some of the spray-on and wipe-on stuff that runs down the side of your car when it gets wet. This, once it's dry, doesn't run down the side of your car and last you for several months. So that's what I would do.
Okay. Well, why don't you do me a favor? Hold on just 1 second. I'm going to get Kevin back up on the line, make sure he's happy with the answer, see if he has any other questions, okay? All
yep.
right. Let's do that. Kevin, you got you on the line, buddy. What did you think of that, huh?
I thought that was pretty good, and he's right. It's not quite as durable, but keeping it under a cover helps extend it. Yeah,
you
definitely want to use it 2-3 times a year at least is what I would try to do.
Okay.
But with the alcohol, is he recommending I clean it after I do the waxing to get that wax out of the rubber, or is he saying do that before?
Hold on. I'm not sure. So hold on just 1 second, okay?
Sure thing.
There we go. This is fun radio. Hey, Mr. Mike, did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The best thing you can do is obviously don't get the wax on the rubber to start with.
Right.
But it happens.
Yes.
So after you wax the car, take the alcohol and put it on your rag that's wrapped around your finger and just wipe the rubber trim down.
Okay.
And then you're ready for the conditioner.
Okay, very good. All right, hold on one moment. Right back with you. All right, got Mr. Kevin once again, so hopefully that's a good answer for you, and you can keep yourself straight when you're doing the spray wax.
There it is. And it makes more sense, that, and that's what I was thinking. I just wanted to be crystal clear on this so I can keep a crystal clear coating on this truck and
absolutely
keep it happy and pretty for as long as I can.
Sounds good.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Dave, talented fellow the way you're juggling this.
Try to do the best I can. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, good call from Kevin. Let's get Michael Lambert back up on the line. Michael, a couple things. First of all, I know you're going to do the tip of the week, or we've done the tip of the week. We got to do the shows, the shows that are coming up. A gentleman called me on the first show, and he talked about leather interior. Did he get a hold of you?
I believe he called when I was driving on the way home, and I didn't get a chance to answer. I'm going to call him back.
Okay, very good. He wants to know a product to use on his leather interior, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so let's talk about some car shows. This time of year, they're just starting up. We're getting a lot more. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, so we don't have nothing tomorrow, okay, obviously, because it's a holiday. So we'll start with today. We have the VFW Spring Car Show in Port Deposit, Maryland. That's at Post 8185 at 520 Susquehanna River Port Road. And that is from 10 to 3, $15 registration, which includes one free hot dog and one free soda or one free beer of your whatever you choose.
Yes, I'm going to enter 37 cars on that show.
There you go.
they're going to have to roll me out of there. Yeah.
10 classes of cars will be judged, and there's 21 trophies. Dash plaques for all vehicles, door prizes, 50-50, breakfast and lunch is available.
Great.
And then April the 28th, we have one of our favorite shows, the Dream Machine 17th Annual Car Show that benefits the Home for Our Troops, and that's 100% of the money goes to that. It's at the Princess Shopping Center at 1207 Liberty Road in Sykesville. It's from 10 to 3. Registration is until 12. Trophies are given away at 2:30. The first 100 cars get dash plaques and goodie bags. And like I said, 100% of the money goes to the Homes for Our Troops program. There'll be 50-50s, and there's raffles for some really neat stuff and tons of restaurants around to eat at.
Great.
Then, again, on April the 28th, we have the MCAC, which I have no clue what that stands for because they don't even have it on their website, car show at the Security Square Mall. It's indoors this time. It's inside the mall. They call it the Battle of the Best Show. And that is from 12 to 5 is the registration, and that's $30. Registration is from 8 to 10:30. The show is from 12 to 5.
Right.
And it's a really nice show. Both of us have been there, and it's really interesting to see it inside the mall.
I've been there, and it really is neat.
Yes.
It is neat to drive your car in the mall. It reminds me of the Blues Brothers movie, you know?
Yes, it does.
When they're running through the mall, and they say, gee, the Oldsmobiles are out early this year.
Yep. So, and then a last minute when it came in was on Saturday, April 20 to 7th, is the Public Safety Day from 10 to 2 at Chesapeake Park Plaza across from Martin State Airport in the Dundalk, Middle River, Essex region. I don't want to insult anybody because I don't know what that area is called anymore.
Throw Chase in there, too.
Chase, I'm sorry.
There you go.
So anyway, the police department will be there, the fire department will be there, with helicopters will be there, the puppy dogs that the police use to chase the bad guys, they'll be there. There's a car show and kids' activities, food and door prizes, and the best part about the whole show is it's free admission.
Well, I'm glad it's free because I'll be quite honest with you. Putting the two words public safety together doesn't do it for me. I'm already against it. No, I'm just kidding, of course. That's great. And that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially, I'd be there I'd be there with the dogs. The whole day would be the dogs. That's it.
Me too.
Yep.
So, okay. And then we have a big one coming. Well, we have two big ones on Saturday, May the 4th.
Let's talk a little bit about the Italian show, too. I want to get that out there now, too.
Okay. At Radcliffe Motor Car Company, we have the annual Italian show, and I don't have all the specifics in front of me, but it's from 10 to 3 on Owings Mills Boulevard.
Right.
And we'll talk more specifically about that next week, but it's the largest gathering of vintage Italian cars on the East Coast. It's a very nice show. You'll see a little bit of everything there.
And if you've never been there, folks, this is the year to do it. We're hoping the weather's great, but let me tell you something. I have never seen some of the cars anywhere else that comes to Richard's show at, Radcliffe Motor Car Company. I mean, not even a model like it. Okay.
He always has some really special cards, and I'll talk to him this week and find out if he's got something extra special coming this year like he always does. So
okay.
We'll have more about that next week.
Good.
And then after you're done at Richard's show,
right,
you can head to Vehicles for Change 20th Anniversary Celebration. It's from 6:30 till 10 at the 4111 Washington Boulevard in Halethorpe. Very easy to get to. They have a gathering of custom cars there for viewing. You will have cocktails and beer and wine and hors d'oeuvres. And they will be awarding two cars to recipients that night, and also awarding a prize or a trophy, or I don't know what they're giving away, but to the Vehicle for Change Graduate of the Year.
Right. Now, this is expensive.
So that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, this is expensive, yes. But this is for charity, and Vehicles for Change is the charity that I recommend when you're donating a car. Because most of the cars get to get donated to them, get back on the road again.
Yeah, it's $250 per person, but like I said, it's for the program.
Right.
And myself, Eric Leonard, was a friend of ours who used to run the detailing division down there. He says it's a really nice place to go for that. And Rod Kraft and myself have both been down there training the detailers. They have their own full service shop. I believe it's called Full Circle. And they do, to the general public also, service on your car. So if you're down that way and you need something done, look them up. And it's supposed to be a really nice affair.
Very good. Well, Mike, we appreciate you being with us today, going over all the shows and also the tip of the week. And then, of course, also helping Kevin out. So appreciate that so much. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. And the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And we recommend following Mike and Lena Lambert on Instagram and Facebook at theshineshopautodetailing. Thank you, buddy. You have yourself a blessed day and happy Easter weekend to you.
Same to you, Dave. Thank you. And tell the guys I said hi.
I'll do that. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments on Free Talk 930. WFMD.
I'll take a message just a moment there. Who is this? Dr. Otto. All right, just a moment. Not allowed. Pretty soon this will be her office. Yes, go ahead there, Dr. Otto. What? Uh-huh. The body's falling apart. No hope. Okay, a life expectancy about a week. Okay, doctor, I'll tell her. Deliver this message to her. A doctor, hello, holy, oh my gosh, I only got the week or two. She's going to that big secretarial pool in the sky. I just heard from the doctor.
Dr. Otto?
Yes.
What did he say?
Just gave me the report. He said that, according to the report, that the life expectancy is about the week. When did you first start thinking that something was wrong?
Well, It was last Saturday, and that was when I first started to hear the funny noises.
Oh, I know. That's what they say.
And then on Sunday, some parts fell off. And then I knew I was in big trouble when I saw this big puff of black smoke. So I took my car into Dr. Otto's auto repair shop, and he said he would see what he could do about it.
Hold it just a minute. Auto repair?
Yeah.
You mean that Dr. Otto is working on that piece of tin that you call your car, the one with the dog in it that goes...
It doesn't go like that. It goes like that. I don't know what he would do.
I mean, all the time I was talking about you, and you got me all coffee and all the rags and everything here, and I thought that for crying out loud, you were at where are you going to now?
The classic routine from Carol Burnett, of course, with Tim Conway, the best. I'm Dave Serio with Saturday Morning. You ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's bring a guest up on there, and that guest is Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning, Jose.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Great. And Dynamic Automotive is doing great, I'm sure.
Yep, we're knocking out a lot of regular services today, a lot of oil changes, tire rotations and balances and front-end alignments.
The pesky stuff, we call it.
Yes, you know, this weekend is another heavily traveled weekend for families. So we've got our share of vehicles coming in here. Actually, too, we had a lot of rain in our area here recently. And
I have my shocked face on, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you guys haven't had any rain in the last year and a half, hardly at all.
Yeah. Well, actually, last year was one of the wettest years we've ever had.
That is true.
And it was nothing but rain.
Now,
but,
I don't want to take the blame for this, but I left in February. And I haven't been back since, so I believe it's my fault. I do.
Well, all of this rain has caused water leaks.
Yes.
And we're seeing water leaks come in the door left and right now. And if you have a sunroof, one of the things that causes water to come into the vehicle is a blocked drain.
Yep.
And we're clearing a lot of those drains so they don't cause flooding inside of the vehicle.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that your sunroof has drains, and the drains go all the way back through the trunk area. So it's a significant area. If it gets clogged, it builds up. It's going to end up coming down on your head.
Exactly. Sometimes it waterfalls on your head.
And yes, it does.
That's a rude awakening when you're driving, you hit the brakes, and then a small wall of water hits you in the back of the head.
I used to own a 74 Cougar XR7 that had a sunroof, and I loved that sunroof. And then all of a sudden it started leaking, and as you said, you hit the brakes, and all the water would rush and just dump right on your lap. I mean, they couldn't have designed it any better when you hit the brakes to have that water go past your head and just dump right on your lap. It was amazing. I thought that was a Ford and Mercury edition. I really did.
Yeah, it's rude the way that it happens. We had a customer come in yesterday, and where the spare tire fits in the trunk.
Yes.
It was just a swimming pool.
Yes.
Filled with water.
And the kids were jealous. Mom, can we go play in the trunk? No, you can't. No.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, once you get water in the car, you want to drain it. You want to shop vac it out as soon as possible. Sometimes it gets so bad we have to pull the seats and pull the carpet out because we don't want mold growing in there. And we'll dry the carpet and the carpet backing completely.
Correct.
And then water leak testing is an art. I mean, it takes quite a bit to properly water test a car and with a garden hose. And actually, GM and all of your OEMs have special training for water leak testing. And it takes days sometimes to actually pinpoint the source of a water leak.
Well, it's tough to duplicate the conditions, okay? You know, you really can't duplicate rain, especially if it's a hard rain, that easily. And also, of course, being, you know, you need two or three people sometimes.
You do, yeah. And sometimes you have to place people in the trunk with a flashlight.
Right.
And the other guys out there with the hose, you know, testing certain areas like the tail lamps, the rear vision glass, windshields leak also cause leaking inside of a vehicle.
Yes.
It takes a team sometimes to find out where that water leak is coming from.
Now, I always told my employees that if I asked you to get into the trunk of a car and we close the trunk and you're looking for a water leak, that chances are you're the next to go if there's a layoff.
Yeah. We call those guys the victims.
Yes. So they took the hint. They flew right after that. No problem. After being asked to get in the trunk, you know, as a model employee after that, I guarantee you.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to have to take a break. When we do, we want to come back and talk about the four locations of Dynamic Automotive and the future of one. Okay.
Very good.
So while we're doing that, we've got a few moments. Anything else that you want as far as tips before we take our break?
Well, I did want to mention that if you're traveling, definitely look at your tire inflation.
Absolutely.
We are seeing a lot of low tires now, and it's usually you see this during the wintertime. But for some reason, we've been running into vehicles with tires that are running low. So make sure your tires are inflated properly before you hit the road.
Very good. All right, when we get back, we are going to talk more with, of course, Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Back in a few moments, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Thank you.
Well, whatever you did, I'm impressed with the way you turned your life around.
You should be. I'm a miracle.
Yeah, you are. Working two jobs, raising a child, going to college.
I can also make anything for dinner as long as I have rice, cakes, mustard, and American cheese. So, tell me about you. What's it like to be Napa Valley's king of Korean cars?
You saw the commercial.
Not a lot of guys can pull off a crown.
But to answer your question, it's good to be the king of Korean cars. It's allowed me to be the driver of Italian cars.
How long have you been doing it?
Let's see, it's coming up on 40 years.
Wow, that's longer than I've been. It's a long time.
That's safe. Yeah, just so you know, I'm not in the habit of going out with my daughter's friends.
Well, I'm not her friend.
Good.
I'm sorry if I freaked you out on that last turn.
No, it's a Ferrari. It's meant to be driven fast.
But not on two wheels.
No, they give you four for a reason.
Well, we're here.
Thank you for a lovely evening.
Thank you. I really had a good time.
I'm glad. When can I see you again?
Well, that's a little tricky. You get how this situation is complicated.
I do.
So how about tomorrow?
Great! I'll bring a slower car.
From the show Mom, the Ferrari incident, I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930. WFMD. Every Saturday, 10 to 11, we're here, and we have Mr. Jose from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Time to talk about Dynamic Automotive and all four locations and one future. So what you got for us, Mr. Jose?
Okay, so if you're in the Liberty Town area and you need service or repairs done to your vehicle, please give us a call over here at 301-694-6250. Our hours are 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturday. And our original location is in New Market, Maryland. They have the same hours as we do. Their phone number there is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to either Sarah or Bob or my partner Lee at that location. They've been around since 1995, and they've got a new location going up right across the street, and I'm going to allude to it a little early here.
Sure,
Dave.
That's okay.
We're probably going to be up and running a new 8-bay shop by the end of the year, 2019, beginning
Great.
Of 2020.
Okay.
So that shop will boast an 8-bay repair shop. It'll be pretty modern and set up to go in the New Market area, and we'll repurpose the old location. We'll probably start selling used cars off of that location.
Great. Good idea.
Now, we have a large location right off of 270 in Urbana. They have the same hours as we do also. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. You can give them a holler. That location boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert, the extreme detailer, absolutely swears by. And then we have our fourth location, which is right off of Route 15, off of 11 Bike Court. Big Bobby Allen runs that shop over there. They're open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday. You can call Bobby at 301-662-3300, and he'll take care of all of your automotive needs. They also do modifications on Jeeps. We actually lift them. We're into them to that end of the industry now, too. We do a lot of cool stuff. We also do fleet repairs at that location. So if you've got a fleet that needs service, we can take care of your needs.
The Jeep modifications have become a real big thing. First of all, surprisingly to me, but I'm not a connoisseur of Jeeps, but surprisingly to me, the value of CJs just stay high. I mean, they really do hold their value. So that gives them the basis to be able to modify and make them do things that, you know, the manufacturer didn't set up. So lift kits and all kind of roll bars and all kinds of stuff that maybe isn't on your Jeep, you can get done by, you know, Big Bobby Allen up there at the location.
Yeah, they really have a great line of aftermarket heavy-duty components, from suspension to driveline components, that can beef the Jeep up. One of my family members has done this to his CJ, and it is phenomenal. And we take this particular vehicle out on the beach, and it is just so much fun. So
that's
I can
blessed.
Understand that calling. If you have a Jeep and you want to have some fun with it,
right,
and really get out there in the wilderness or on the beach, there's a lot you can do to your Jeep to really bring it up to snuff.
Okay, well, I want to mention two more things. One is, if you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know, to any of the employees at Dynamic Automotive, any one of the four locations, they'll give you 10% off your service bill. So whether it's a large bill because of an unfortunate situation, something happened, or whether it's an oil change, whatever, they'll work it out for you, 10% off the bill. So just make sure you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know. And don't forget, you can find out a whole lot more information at dynamicautomotive.net. Well, we appreciate you being with us today, Jose. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. Hey, I wanted to ask you before I go,
sure,
are you going to be at the Radcliffe Italian Car Show?
No, I'm afraid I can't make it, unfortunately, because I'll be down here. But we're going to be calling. Mike Lambert's going to be calling from the show and doing his cut-ins from the show. So we are going to definitely recommend our folks to be there, and I definitely would be there if I was in the area.
I am going to be there.
Great.
Yeah, I just love to attend that show. It's probably one of my favorites.
I agree. And the cars there are just incredible. Something
incredible
you just don't see anywhere else.
Yeah.
Great. All right. That sounds good. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
And have a great Easter, Dave.
Happy Easter to you, too. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got Craig Shipp on the line. Craig, we have about 3 minutes. You're late because, unfortunately, my phone did not text you like it was supposed to. It went into a did not submit, so I apologize and got you
late. Well, I'm also late because I'm here at Adventure Park USA, and they've got their Easter Bunny event, and I was taking pictures of everybody with the Easter Bunny.
Great.
About that time, and so that's another reason why I'm calling in a little bit late, but it's been a great event here. We've got some other new videos and so forth up on the Frederick County Facebook page that some folks might want to check out. I don't have the list of the events right in front of me right now because I'm here at Adventure Park.
Right.
But they have some great events throughout the year here, by the way.
Yeah,
love this place.
Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing at Adventure Park. They've got the Easter Bunny, and, of course, a lot of people maybe not be familiar with Adventure Park, the rides and other events going on.
Well, every year they do this breakfast with the Easter Bunny. They start at 8 a.m., and you come in, you can have breakfast with the Easter Bunny, and then we take photos, group photos of the families with the Easter Bunny. They had a real nice backdrop that they set up today, and everybody has a blast. And then they have an Easter egg hunt, you know, where the kids can go around and hunt for the Easter egg.
Sure.
It's just a fun thing. So folks that didn't make it this year, definitely plan on doing it next year because it's very, a lot of fun.
Very good. And, of course, the location is right there near 75 and Route 70. You can see it from 70 as you're driving by. And it's a great amusement park, great for the family, and a good, wholesome fun.
And locally owned, so that's why we love to support a place like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So anything else going on for the Easter weekend that you know of?
I not off the top of my head.
Okay.
They should definitely take a look. Go to Facebook.com/Frederick County, Facebook.com/Frederick County, and click on events. Oh, I know the Little Gym is having something today, too.
Okay.
So the Little Gym there on 85, I know they posted something. So they're having a special Easter Bunny thing there. So that's the only other one that comes off the top of my head.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you calling in and give us help. Have some fun with the Easter Bunny. I'm glad you're doing that. And we'll see those photos, or we'll see some of the footage from
later
that
today.
Event later today. That sounds great. On Frederick.com and, of course, Facebook/Frederick County. Sounds good, mister.
Yep.
Thanks, Greg.
Take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. By the way, we want to wish a very happy Easter, a happy Passover to all of our listeners and all of our sponsors, including Wassler Tire and Auto, Dynamic Automotive, BG Products, and Jasper Engines. We thank all of them. They also say the same thing, wishing you a very, very happy holiday. We look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. I'm Dave Serio. Every Saturday, 10 to 11, we've been doing this since 2004. We're in our 15th year, and we enjoy being with you. Look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. Once again, I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know. Saturday mornings, right here, 10 to 11, on Free Talk 930. WFMD.